I listen to a lot of things, and one of the things that I have been hearing lately is that when we die, we all go to heaven. We immediately everything is good, wonderful, whatever. And all of us inherently inside are good people. Even though we do bad things, it doesn't change the fact that because God is all about love, when we die, we just all go to heaven. And there's no consequence to the things that we've done. Mm-hmm. So it's confusing to mm-hmm. me, really confusing.
Yeah. Well, here's what I would ask if I am hearing that, if I'm you hearing that, I want to say, on what basis do you say that? Is it because you just want to believe it? You think it's true? You hope it's true? Or is there any source that would define it to say, oh, well, if that is the one that is saying it, then it must be true? Do you know where that comes from? Any source?
Me?
Yeah, do you know when you hear that, who it's coming from? I mean, what would they say their source would be, why it's true?
Well, it's a collective consciousness called Abraham, okay? And Abraham, very sarcastically, is a group of dead people. Okay, it's not just one, it's a group of dead people. And according to this group of dead people, kind of spiritual things, they say that basically there is no hell. It's all wonderful when we die because the world...
Yeah, I got what they say. Yeah. So it's from a group of... Yeah, well, I think if I would investigate, you know, I'd say, okay, I want to find out something about these dead people and what's the evidence that they have authority, that they can speak, and where did they speak, and who did they speak to, and was it written down, and is there any reason to believe that it's accurate? And you evaluate that, you know, like I am going to do with other religions coming up next week. We'll talk about what about other religions. Look at the other religions. See what they say. And then you look at Christianity. Look what it says. And you say, which do I believe? No one's going to prove anything. As I said the first week, I'm not going to prove to you that the Bible's God's word without error. I'm not going to prove to you that good people deserve eternal punishment. I'm not going to prove any of that. I'm going to give you the data and reasons why Christians do believe it. And so, I mean, I had a guy that came to me. I actually came to him because his girlfriend at the time was coming to our church and said, I've met this guy and I've started dating him and he's kind of a you know, different guy and I want you to meet with him, would you? And I said, okay, and I meet with this guy. And she said, he's one of the most brilliant men I've ever met in my life. He's unbelievably brilliant. He's a PhD, and he has some strange views about God. Okay. So I meet with him. And so as I'm meeting with him, I said, I understand you have some unique views about God and life and so forth. Would you want to share those with me? He said, I'm happy to. And he said, well, the way this whole being, the reason we're here is because of mothership. I said, mothership. Yeah, it was a ship that existed forever and ever, and the ship exploded. And they exploded, and it made Earth and other places. And he goes on to tell them about all about it. Everything came from mothership. I said, well, let me ask you this. Why do you believe that that's accurate? And he told me more about mothership and what happened in this, that, and the other. It didn't change anything, no more authority or anything. I said, well, why do you believe that? And then I said, and why do you believe that? And I got about four digs down. And finally, he said what I was waiting for him to say. I don't know, I just believe it's true. I said, how many people in the 6+ billion people in the world at that time? I said, how many other people do you know believes in mothership and everything you believe about life? He said, oh, I'm the only one. I said, does that bother you at all that you're the only one? No, I believe it with all my heart. Okay? I said, would you like to know what I believe? He goes, yeah, what do you believe? I said, well, I believe that there was a creator God. And God created the universe, and as in doing so, man turned away from him, and God recorded through written scripture, he recorded to us the plan of how to get out of the mess we're in. And it's through his son, Jesus Christ. And he goes, okay. I said, don't you want to ask why I would believe that's true? And I said, well, he said, yeah, why do you believe that's true? I said, well, because I said it was in the Bible, and because I believe the Bible is accurate. And I said, don't you want to ask me why I think the Bible's accurate? And he said, yeah, why do you think the Bible's accurate? And I went through what I went through with you week number two about the Bible. And it struck his interest, at least, got through the whole thing. He said, eh, don't buy into that. I still believe in mothership. I said, fine, that's what you want to do. I'm happy for you. If you believe it's the right thing, you've investigated Christianity. Do you know that it was 30 probably years later, that lady, who's no longer connected in relationship with him at all, she comes to me and she says, do you remember Dr. So-and-so I introduced you to 30 years ago? 25, whatever it was. I said, oh, yeah, I remember him. She said, he sent a message to you through me. He wants me to tell you something. I said, what was that? He said, thank you for meeting with me and helping me understand about the Bible and so forth. He said, I rejected everything then, but these many years later, I've come to understand there's only one hope, and it's through Jesus. I've become a follower of Jesus. Well, I'd want to know, why do you believe in mothership? Or why do you want to believe in 12 dead, you know, Abraham, whatever? Then just discover it and find out. That would be my advice. Just look into it, all right?